This is the Up North Look Back, where we're digging into the local news archives from 1976, the year KAXE was born. I'm Chelsea Perkins, and it's the week of April 27th. The partially decomposed body of a Baudette man was located by Black Duck High School students April 27th of 1976. The body of who is believed to be 60-year-old Ernest Johnson was located in a parking lot of Walden's 76th service station, partially under a pickup topper. Officials did not suspect foul play, but an autopsy was ordered that night. The Deer River community was learning of the death of 44-year-old Robert Danielson in April 1976. He was a Deer River graduate who went on to teach astrophysics at Princeton University. He worked for NASA on telescopes that led to important discoveries of the structure of sunspots and the atmosphere. Mrs. Richard King wrote into the Western Itasca Review remembering Danielson as a teenager who built his own telescope and went out into his yard at night to study the heavens. 23 cars of a 104-car Burlington Northern coal train derailed in the early morning of April 26, 76, 1 mile east of Shevlin. The train was en route from Forsyth, Montana to Minnesota Power and Light at Cohasset when the 23 cars behind the first derailed. That same day, the Brainerd Water and Light Board directed Superintendent Elmer Lawley to hire a firm to test the hydrofluorosilic acid stored for 5 years for the purpose of fluoridating the Brainerd water supply. That directive was issued after Irene Johnson expressed her concern about the safety level of the chemical after a long period of storage. Mrs. Johnson was the head of the Minnesotans opposed to forced fluoridation. In 1968, the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency notified the city of Bemidji that it would have to improve the quality of its sewage effluent being dumped into the Mississippi River headwaters. More than 8 years and $53,000 later, the city's consulting engineers were still studying the problem. The city faced the prospect of paying a large part of a $6 million sewer plant in 1976. Canoe builder William Hafeman of Big Fork and Crane Lake voyager John Rivard floated a birch bark canoe across the Grand Rapids Holiday Inn pool, kicking off a meeting of the Minnesota Arrowhead Association. Presenters said if you thought the area was already crowded with tourists, you hadn't seen anything yet. In 1976, they predicted the Arrowhead would draw more than 8 million tourists a year by the year 2000. Downtown Brainerd merchants who attended a meeting at the City Hall on April 30th, 76, voted to establish the Paul Bunyan theme as part of a beautification project. Business leaders heard that the Paul Bunyan theme would make Brainerd even more of a tourist attraction and that this ultimately would lead to more employment. An alternative school in Cass Lake was given a name in a traditional ceremony with 400 well-wishers on April 28th, 1976. The school received the patronym Hole in the Day, or Bugganegashig, in a special Honor the Drum and Name ceremony. Bugganegashig was born 1836 and died 1916. He was a pillager of the Chippewa who led the last of the Indian battles at Sugar Point in 1897. A Brainerd bicentennial tree was planted in Gregory Park on Arbor Day 1976. The tree was a Norway pine from Pillager State Forest, the first state forest in Minnesota. The Norway pine was designated as the state tree in 1953 when C. Elmer Anderson was governor of Minnesota. That year, he was Brainerd's mayor. Bemidji State University offered a 2-session summer workshop designed to give deeper insight into the international political scene. Northern Ireland's divided stands and Arab-Israeli clashes were topics making daily headlines in 76. A native of Northern Ireland, Reverend Eric Graham in BSU's history department, would lecture in both sessions. On May 1st, 1976, the Bemidji Pioneer ran a front-page spread for pigeon racing. George Dibert's homing pigeons would fly hundreds of miles to their loft behind Bridgman's in Bemidji. A local race was slated for May 9th with birds racing each other between Bemidji and Clarissa. And Lucas Fruit of Beauvais was advertising no gimmicks, no come-ons, no fiddle-faddle, just straight produce merchandising. The market was strong for lettuce at 49 cents each, large cukes for a quarter, avocados for 49 cents, and 5 pounds of onions for a dollar. I'm Chelsea Perkins, and thanks to the archives of the Bemidji Pioneer, Brainerd Dispatch, Western Itasca Review, and Scenic Range News. As these local stories unfolded 50 years ago, KAXE was getting its start. Keep people-powered radio going into the future in northern Minnesota with your support now at KAXE.org.
50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Making no plans.